Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for January 21st, 2022. Spain is planning a different approach to future surges of infection. It won't be treated as an emergency. It'll be seen as an illness that's here to stay. Portugal and Britain are taking similar steps. Learning to live with the vaccine used to be a philosophy attacked as anti-science and irresponsible government, but the tune is changing. The World Health Organization actually has no criteria for declaring COVID an endemic disease. Here's another thing that used to be attacked with regularity that now people are seeing differently, the idea of immunity from natural infection. California and New York health officials say those who were infected were better protected against the Delta variant than those who were vaccinated alone. The results do not apply to Omicron, and the advice is still to get fully vaccinated. After 2 months, attempts in the U.S. to get children aged 5 to 11 vaccinated hasn't been going well. The number of first doses remains far below its early peak. There was a slight uptick in December, but then the number dropped again. Only 18.8% of kids in that age group are fully vaccinated. With hospitals packed and stressed, when should you go there and when should you not add to the problem? Health experts say if you just have a cough, sore throat, fever, muscle aches, and you can keep fluids down and breathe okay, stay home and treat it as you would a bad cold. If you're short of breath during exertion, have severe chest pain or swelling of a limb, head to the ER. They add it's very handy to have a fingertip pulse oximeter at your home so you can check your blood oxygen levels. The virus is horrible, but we continue to be our own worst enemy. An American Airlines flight took off from Miami, headed for London, but a woman in her 40s refused to wear a mask as required. The airline wasn't kidding about that rule, so it turned the plane around and was back on the ground in Miami 90 minutes later. 128 other passengers paid the price for the woman's behavior, and now she's on the airline's no-fly list. In the United States, cases were up 29%, deaths are up 48%, and hospitalizations are up 42% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Alaska, Michigan, Tennessee, New York, and Maryland. There are now 25,613,160 active cases in the United States. The five areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Alabama, 114%, Puerto Rico, 111%, California, 101%, the U.S. Virgin Islands, 100%, and Mississippi, 94%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: West Feliciana, Louisiana; Waukesha, Wisconsin; Uvalde, Texas; Newberry, South Carolina; Dane, Wisconsin; Teton, Wyoming; Douglas, Illinois; Brown, Wisconsin; Tom Green, Texas; and Kodiak Island Borough, Alaska. There have been at least 860,146 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 78.9%, Rhode Island at 78.1%, and Maine at 77%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Wyoming at 48.5%, Alabama at 48.9%, and Mississippi at 49.6%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 63.1%. Globally, cases were up 55% and deaths up 20% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending flat since January 17th. There are now over 61 million active cases around the world at 61,143,321. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 692,320, France, 425,183, India, 344,859, Italy, 188,797, and Brazil, 168,060. There have been 5,573,134 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.